Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or at www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening,
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa says Harare is prepared to negotiate its controversial indigenization policy with foreign firms as Zimbabwe struggles to attract investors.
It's very important to engage with the West, because the West is a dominant factor in the world economics as well as the political field. It is good to engage with them.
War veterans' children demonstrate outside the United States Embassy in Harare for the second day running against the sanctions imposed on President Robert Mugabe and his allies by the U.S.
And basically, we are sending the message clear to America that we are tired of the sanctions, we are tired of their hypocrisy. They have given us a premise for the removal of sanctions which they did not hold, and they did not hold the end of the bargain. What we need is them to stand up to their word and remove the sanctions.
And the race for the Premier Soccer League goes to the wire, with four top teams separated only by 3 points.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa says that the government is willing to negotiate its empowerment laws with foreign companies, backtracking on threats by President Robert Mugabe that there is no turning back on his policy to force foreign firms to surrender 51% stakes to blacks in the country. Mr. Chinamasa made the remarks yesterday in a re-engagement meeting with European Union ambassadors in the country. The finance minister also wanted to sell the new government's economic blueprint, the Zimbabwe Agenda for Socio-Economic Transformation, or ZIMPEST, to the diplomats. Government sources tell Studio 7 the government has been alarmed by the worsening economic crisis as companies continue to close shop following the July 31 elections. The country is also struggling to attract foreign investment. Indigenization Minister Francis Nema told Studio 7 that he has started engaging individual companies in a process that might take months to yield results. European Union Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Aldo De Laricia, says the meeting yesterday was a walk in the right direction.
The first thing he said, which is extremely important, he recognized that there is no one size fits all, that some of the wrong messages that we are getting in the past are being reviewed by the government. And all these are positive signals, of course. We have to see if they walk the talk. But for the moment, the atmosphere is positive.
But did he explain why, for example, Mr. Mugabe will say one thing and the minister saying something different?
No, wait. He was very clear right from the beginning that he did not enter into the political matter. And the point is that I think the purpose of the meeting was to demonstrate the willingness of the government to engage. Have you realized that you have started all your sentences by saying, yes, but, as if you are doubting about what they are saying? We had the Minister of Finance of a country speaking to the diplomats. We had there the main development partners of the country and making a declaration of engagement. I think that it's something that we have to take very seriously and to see if there is indeed the possibility of responding positively to this request of engagement.
Former Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries President Callisto Jokonya says engagement is crucial for both parties.
It's very important to engage with the West, because the West is a dominant factor in the world economics as well as the political field. It is good to engage with them. And it is very good that our own government has made an initiative. In fact, I would like to congratulate them for doing that. It shows they understand the mandate that they were given by the people by voting them into power and showing them confidence that these are the people that they would like to lead. They are people who can open and close the doors. And engaging with the West is like opening and closed doors. And it is good to do it transparently and honestly without compromising on the question of empowering the indigenous people. And I think if the West can understand that too, that the indigenous people deserve to be empowered and to own the resources of this nation. And they can then also share with their own people from their own nations. It will be a wonderful thing to do.
That was former Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries President Callisto Jokonya in Harare.